My name is Darlene. I was a bartender manager for 20 some odd years. I started in the hospitality industry when I was 12. I was waitressing and dishwashing and what have you. By the time I was 18, the day I turned 18, I started working in the lounge. I was a small town in the country. Drinking was never allowed while we worked. I moved to another small town, same thing. I worked in another place for 5 years, and again, drinking wasn't allowed while we worked. I didn't drink. I didn't really like to drink back then. I didn't like the feeling of being drunk. And I got a job in the city as a bar waitress. Got a job in a place downtown, a really nice establishment, a black bow tie place. Drinking wasn't encouraged on the job, but it was encouraged that you stayed. I worked day shift. It was encouraged that you stayed to drink with the clientele afterwards. So I started slowly slipping into that routine where I'd get off work and stay and have one or two drinks with the customers before I went home. As the jobs went on, I don't remember exactly where it started, but it got to the point where customers would buy drinks for me when I was working. And I would accept the drinks, and some at first it would start, I'd put them aside till after work. Then it escalated to, well, I'd have one or two drinks while I was working on shift. I've worked in places where the management or the boss would encourage drinking if I was having a down day to get help my mood get up. And so I would, the more upbeat I was, the more alcohol I would sell, the friendlier I was to people. I've had bosses pour me drinks before while I'm on shift. There was over-serving. To me, I know there was overserving. One particular New Year's Eve, I was on a day shift. I was off at 7 o'clock. I sat down. I'd already had a few drinks while I was working. I sat down to drink with customers after work, and I was drinking Grammarine and a snifter. I remember that, and it wasn't 1 or 2 ounces at a time. It was 4 or 5. So after a few of them, I put my head down on the bar, and I fell asleep. I passed out, in other words. I woke up when I went to sleep. I remember looking at my glass. It was about a quarter full of Grand Marnier. When I woke up, my snifter was full again. This was the boss's wife pouring me drinks while I was passed out on the bar. When I woke up, I shook my head and I got in a taxi and I went home. The result of my drinking, during work, after work, it led me to alcoholism. I became a chronic alcoholic, to the point in life where I couldn't function anymore. I couldn't live with alcohol and I couldn't live without it. That had progressed by July, I think it was, of 2005, June or July. My kidneys completely shut down. I was going in to have my stomach drained at least once a week. They would take the fluids off my stomach because they wouldn't go through my system. That progressed. I still kept drinking beer, not a lot, but I'd still get what I could in me. That progressed to, I was in a small town hospital. I came into the U of C. By the time I got to the U of C, I had zero kidney function. I had cirrhosis of the liver. My liver was shutting down. I was extremely jaundiced. I went into congestive heart failure at one point in time. I went down to 80 pounds. And they were telling my family that I was not going to live, that I wasn't going to make it, to be prepared. Somehow, I don't know how, I pulled through all of that, and I still wanted to go home and drink. I was still in a disease of alcoholism as an active alcoholic. And that's where I came to the realization that I was a chronic alcoholic. I was full of self-blame. I was beating myself up because this was all my fault. I did this to myself. And when asked who enabled me, I said, nobody. I said, I chose to drink. And now, 4.5 years later, now that I look back at that, I was definitely enabled through work, being allowed to drink on the job, being allowed to drink with customers, being overserved. I was in unhealthy relationships. My boyfriends would buy me the alcohol. I'm not saying that I'm not taking any responsibility for my choices. I fell into the world, the party life of the business. For anybody that is working in the hospitality industry, I would say to them, if you are going to drink responsibly. Be aware that it can happen to you. To this day, thankfully, I haven't had to have a transplant. I'm now in college, in my 3rd year of college. I've been sober since December 29th of 2005. And yeah, it's just be careful what you do when you're working in the hospitality industry.
What do you think the hospitality industry can do to prevent your story from repeating itself with other waiters and waitresses? Is there something that they can do?
I think definitely there's something they can do. Number one, do not pour your staff drinks while they're working, while they're on the job. I would say that they can discourage their staff from drinking while at work or after work, getting off work and drinking with the clientele. I would also say that they could possibly, this is what I'd like to see for hospitality industry workers, is to become involved in something other than the bar life. I don't know how a boss or an establishment could do that, but maybe something as simple as, you know, for staff, how get them a discount at a gym or to some kind of clubs other than a life around alcohol.
Yeah. Darlene, do you think you would have become an alcoholic if you weren't exposed to alcohol in the workplace?
No, I don't believe so, because in my younger days, like when I was in my teens and even in my early 20s, I did not like the feeling of being drunk. So with each drink that I took, I slid further and further into that world, and the drinks were so free, like they were so readily available. And I can't say for sure, but I don't believe I would have had the drinking problem that I had.
Yeah. Darlene, thanks for talking.
Yes, thank you.